Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Bussman. The New Testament reading for today is written in the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 through 23. At that time the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them, and they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of a crowd. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." They said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room, that I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you, that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup, after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to question one another which of them it could be who was going to do this. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Beloved saints in Christ, things have been moving very quickly in the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus has been from place to place, town to town, village to village, teaching in synagogues, preaching. He's been healing. He's been restoring. But here in Luke chapter 22, the speed lessens while the tensions rise. Yet it's there in the upper room where the Lord Jesus prepares a table for the disciples while he is surrounded by his enemies, one of them literally being present in the room with him. All week the enemies have abounded, the Pharisees and the Herodians coming to Jesus wondering about paying taxes to Caesar. Then it was the Sadducees questioning Jesus about the resurrection of the dead that they didn't even believe in. Group by group approaches Jesus with questions, and group by group is put into their place by the very Word of God in the flesh. Yet no matter how many times they would come to Jesus, they had not succeeded in what they sought to do, for they needed the crowd on their side in order to finally destroy Jesus for good. But notice Jesus doesn't run from them. The scriptures tell us that day by day he taught in the temple. Jesus doesn't flee Jerusalem into the wilderness. He instead, that day at that hour, gathers the 12 in the midst of the city, and he feeds them so that they may be prepared for the journey that is ahead. It's at this table that the most precious gift is given to them, and that gift is left for you. The very body and blood of Jesus Christ, the Passover Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You may feel in this life that things are moving very quickly. You may feel that you have no time for anything, and to make matters worse, that you're surrounded by enemies, and maybe not even human enemies, but those enemies that Jesus entered into the creation to rid the creation of, namely sickness, pain, and death. Those things may be closing in, surrounding you, maybe even as near as in the room with you. But this is why the Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies. This is why the church is given, and within that church you still receive these most precious gifts, the very body and blood of Jesus. Not a sign, not a symbol, but truly Jesus giving you strength to meet your journey ahead, restored and forgiven. Your Lord Jesus has promised that he is still present with you, even in the face, or should I say, especially in the face of the enemy. Despite the things that you face, and perhaps even the uncertainty of the hour, draw near and take the body of the Lord, and taste and see that he is good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who gave your Holy Spirit to the apostles, grant us that same Spirit that we may live in faith and abide in peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.